This time of year, because we're dealing with the outside influences, we're dealing with harsh, extreme weather because it's really changing, you have to pay attention to the products that you're using on your skin. It's very key because if you use a harsh cleanser, it can make matters worse. So you actually have to change your cleanser. And this is the new Olay Sensitive Cleansing Collection. And what I love so much about this collection is that it's dye-free, it's soap-free, there's a fragrance-free option. And I love the liquid cleanser because it really removes any impurities in the skin, dirt, buildup, yet it's soothing at the same time because it has hydration. So you're dealing with the dryness factor as well. So you wind up having a beautiful, clean, gorgeous, glowing complexion, which is very, very key. The other thing that's great about this too is that it's affordable. You can get it at Rite Aid, Target, CVS, and under $8, that's affordable for everyone. Another key factor is what you do on the inside. So you want to drink plenty of water. It's very key to do that. Plenty of sleep, exercise, and eating well. Food with a lot of antioxidants is really going to be good for the skin. For busy women on the go, trust me, I know, I'm on planes, I'm running around, it's all about the wipes. The Olay Sensitive Cleansing Wipes are the quickest way to clean that face, so when you're running around, you can make sure that your skin is being cleaned and hydrated at the same time. My biggest beauty tip is do not ever go to sleep with your makeup on. This is a big no-no. I see women doing this all the time, and then they come to me and they're like, why does my skin look bad? So make sure that you cleanse your skin every night. Take care of yourself. And in terms of what's hot for spring, it's all about a bold lip. So you're talking hot pink, bright coral, flaming reds, and wear the rest of your makeup really simple, and that way you're making a statement with that lipstick. And if you're afraid to fully commit to color, go for a sheer version. What I'm also seeing is there are a lot of floral prints that are going on in terms of fashion, so you can bring the same kind of floral colors to the skin. If lipstick isn't the way you want to go, you can use eyeliners in beautiful shades of like blue, greens, almost purples, but just make sure that you use an eyeliner, not just eyeshadow and eyeliner. Just keep it simple. Like make a statement. So there you have it. Those are my tips from transitioning from the winter to spring. Bring on the spring. I think we're all ready for it.